Next item is the 4/5 agenda, 40-1.
Authorize disposal of unusable surplus property and authorize an intergovernmental agreement to transfer property to City of Battleground, Washington.
Very good. And we have Bob Delgizzi here today. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Bob Delgizzi, Portland Police Bureau Business Operations Manager.
Could you, I know somewhat about this, so I'll give an introduction and then tell me if I got any of it wrong.
Very good.
So this is the transfer of a single police protective vest, and it's going to Battleground, Washington. As I understand it, the vests are very specifically tailored to individuals, so they take lots and lots of chest measurements, and therefore these vests are not broadly usable by other people. However, in this particular case, we put the request out. The request was responded to from Battleground, Washington. They have a new officer who is just starting out who this vest would fit. The vests, as I understand it, are fairly expensive if you do it brand new because they do have to be customized. So we have an opportunity here to transfer a perfectly usable vest to Battleground, Washington. And per our disposition policy, it has to come to the City Council. It may seem a little extreme to bring a matter to the City Council for one vest, but we are doing
Mayor,
it nonetheless.
Do we not have a de minimis floor that in our code? I mean, we could be next time discussing the transfer of a walkie-talkie that no longer is up to specification. Right? I mean, I'm
Bob,
serious.
Is there
a de minimis in our district?
Commissioner Fitch, I think I can answer that question for you. The reason we're in front of council is because this is an intergovernmental agreement with Battleground, and that does require council authority. The intergovernmental agreement sets out the responsibilities and a waiver of liability for the city.
On a vest?
Yes.
What's the value of this vest?
So brand new, these vests are approximately $660, and they have a 60-month warranted lifespan, at which point they are destroyed. And this vest is about 10 months old.
So why couldn't we just send a letter saying we offer this with a disclaimer of all warranties?
In working with the city attorney's office, we determined that for this to be a binding agreement, it needed to be contractual, which would make it an intergovernmental agreement.
Well, Mayor, I think there's another way to go about this. I think a one-page letter with places for two signatures that simply disclaims any warranty or liability. And I think there also should be a mechanism for something like this, which we applaud. I mean, this is something we should be supporting. It doesn't require council action below a certain threshold. It just seems to me this is a lot of legal work and a lot of time for something that I don't see warrants this kind of attention.
I will raise that with legal counsel. Yeah. I think it's a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. Further questions?
Commissioner Fritz. My understanding is the reason this is coming as a 4/5 speech, it wasn't even on the agenda. Because normally, Commissioner Fish, this would have gone on consent and therefore not have had a public hearing unless pulled by somebody. But the urgency of getting this officer protective vest was deemed important, and I agree with that.
All right. Very good. Public testimony.
Yes, we have four people signed up. The first three, please come on up, are Robert West, Joe Walsh, and Chedrick J. Wilkins.
Indeed.
One-page
testimony,
disclaimer of liability.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911, and I'd like to bring up something. The Portland Police have continually went to you guys and said, we need money for this and we need money for that. Now, all of a sudden, the Portland Police want to give things out.
The vest is not usable for anybody currently within the Portland Police Bureau. We know who the class is that is in training that will be available to come on duty within the next year. None of them fit the vest either. So there is no way to use this vest here in the Portland Police Bureau prior to the warranty expiring.
Well, at least charge them something. I mean, we put out all this money for a vest. I mean, I can't even get a media card or media permit unless I put up $600. And you guys are just giving a $600 vest over to Battleground, Washington. It's another town. you know, what do they have money? Can they afford the vest?
So we were actually going to dispose of the vest, and somebody suggested that we actually see if somebody could use it rather than landfilling it. And in this case, we found somebody who could use it.
Well, you guys don't.
But yes, we, as an alternative, we could certainly toss it in the trash.
Yeah, because you guys don't do that with other things. You know, various all the city tosses stuff all the time. Computers, laptops.
Actually, we recycle it, but well, just so you know.
I'm sure the vest could be recycled too. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's a shame to buy something and then just turn around and give it out to another city. To me, it seems wrong, and it seems irresponsible of city monies.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Cedric Wilkins, and I misunderstood the term vest or just one vest. I don't, if it was a whole bunch of vests, I don't think that's proper, but since it's just one, I think you could consider it a gift to and something that we would just throw away, so I support giving it to Battle Girl in Washington. I misunderstood. I thought it was a whole bunch of stuff.
Nope,
and you're giving a whole bunch of stuff to Washington State. Well, like he says, why don't they buy their own? Okay.
Just
okay.
One. Thank you. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Again, for the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We were also confused on this, and the explanation of just one non-usable vest we're giving to another police department. That's what the wording is saying. This is non-usable vest. Why are we doing it? Why don't we give them a new one? I mean, why would we give them a non-usable vest?
No, it's to be clear. To be clear, it's non-usable for us for the reasons that I just explained to Mr. West. It is not usable for the Portland Police Bureau because they are measured to specific measurements. There is nobody in the Portland Police Bureau who can use this vest. So rather than throwing it in the garbage and sending it to the landfill and paying the tipping fees at your expense, what we decided to do is see if there was somebody somewhere else who could use it for the remainder of the warranty. Lo and behold, there is an officer coming on duty in Battleground, Washington, who can use it. So common sense led us to that conclusion.
And you're also saying to us that this did not open the door for a flood of other stuff.
No, sir.
Okay, so this is one vest that we're giving.
One vest.
Because we found this officer that's coming into their police department, and it just fits nice. And we're going to do it, and we're going to save money for everybody.
Exactly.
It's my Thanksgiving. It's wonderful. We approve it.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, from my position, and also we talked on tasers and these type of vests, is that I don't think you're going to be able to limit your liability if that officer in, say, Battleground uses this vest and it malfunctions in any way and he receives harm because of it. The reality is that you may have a warranty for 60 months, and I understand it's only been 10 months on this vest, but the reality is that you're transferring that liability issue over. Whether you think your agreements are going to be sound and strong enough not to do that, the reality is that you don't want to transfer that liability over. It doesn't make sense, and as you know, liability issues with the Portland police is one of the biggest concerns. Plain and simple, liability. So when you transfer that type of equipment over, it shouldn't be transferred over. It should remain within the Portland Police Bureau. Even though it was custom made for somebody, their certain body size, the reality is that if somebody over in Battleground is able to use it, somebody down the line could possibly use it before the warranty expires. And my only real question at the end of my speech is, does that warranty actually transfer over to that officer in Battleground? Because that's an interesting question on the transferability of a warranty on that type of equipment, even as a taser, anything like that.
Can I give you a 10-second answer?
Absolutely.
Because I don't know anything about the law on this, but I recently bought a used car, and we took it as is.
Sure.
and I am out of luck if there's any problem with the car.
Absolutely.
And the law is clear. I'm out of luck. I took it as is.
Sure.
And as long as no one made a material misrepresentation.
Sure.
And the law of the land allows you to do that, to okay. give something to someone with a full disclaimer of warranty and rights, and it is then up to the receiving party to decide whether that's a good deal or not. But as long as we don't misrepresent the condition, mm-hmm. this thing is the greatest thing ever, this thing is whatever, then the law is that it is the buyer beware, and the buyer takes it subject to the disclaimers. I'm not the lawyer on this, and we can okay. spend a lot of time on the law, but probably this is another reason why this matter, I wish it was back on consent with something else. But that's the law of warranties. And your question about whether we should transfer property or not, it's a good question. You know, we transfer fire trucks to a city in Mexico once they've reached a certain lifespan here.
Sure.
There's a valid public policy question about whether we should do that. We should right. have that discussion. But legally, we can do it without having any future liability, as long as we don't make any misrepresentations.
Okay, I still have remaining time. My position, again, is when you brought up the term a car. Even when a dealer sells a car, and he sells a car with not having proper brakes that work properly, and the family takes it out that same day, crashes, and they're killed, he is 100% liable for his actions because of what he did. 100% liable. So what I'm saying is, when we're talking a safety vest, when somebody is shooting at someone and it malfunctions, to put yourself in that position to where you could be 100% liable for that action on one vest is, to me, foolishness from the city's position. And let me finish, sir. Absolute foolishness from a liability position. Now, granted, it may seem like you're doing something good and something kind, but you're not when you're talking this type of equipment. And if it malfunctions, and I can guarantee you, these warranties that they have in place on this, if you were to talk to these people that manufacture these vests, they would agree with me. They would say, you do not want to transfer this to someone else. You don't want to do that. We're in the business to do this. We have insurance that'll cover this, but you don't want to do it. It doesn't make sense to me from a liability standpoint. And I appreciate the person bringing this up to the council meeting today. I thought it was very informative and appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Was there one more?
One more. Edith Gillis.
Thank you. Thank you.
A lot of interest in this vest.
For making sure that we take care of our investments, our liability, our funding. I'm reading, it says, number one, the police bureau has and wishes to dispose of the custom-fitted protective vest of a member of the bureau subsequent to the officer's retirement. Two, the city of Battleground, Washington, will hire that member of the bureau subsequent to the retirement. That police officer had it custom-fitted, wore it, wants it, trusts it, and wants to wear the same person wear the same vest in Battleground. That person can buy it. They can be reimbursed by Battleground. You don't have the liability. The person chose to have it. They know what it's like. They know what it's been gone through. They prefer it. And so you are getting rid of a liability. You are preventing something from going to landfill. The person who had a custom made gets to have what that person wants to have, that the other police bureau wants. The only difference is, be honest, it's the same person, and let that person buy it and be reimbursed by Battleground, and it's over.
So I like to be transparent and honest when I don't catch something. I didn't catch that.
Same person.
And I wasn't briefed on that, and I'm not happy about it. And so I'm going to have conversations with the people who briefed me on this item. That being said, I still think it's the right thing to do. It is still
as a donation?
The other things I said, as a donation, yes. I mean, if they want to buy it, great. But we cannot use that vest in the Portland Police Bureau for any other purpose. Let me ask you a question, because you know I like you and I trust your judgment, and you've been here many times, and we've talked about many things pertaining in particular to the environment. What if they said no? Should I throw it in the trash, or should we send it their way?
Because it's custom made for someone, and it cannot, you're saying, used by someone else, and the person it's custom made for is still the same size, is it more pot-bellied or whatever?
Well, yeah.
I would say that, you know, it can go with that person.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want the liability of it going to some strangers who, that it's not for. And while one vest is not that important, there's a lot of stuff about the Portland Police materials and other organizations that we have to really watch. We have to watch our money. We have to watch our liability. We have to watch the vested, no pun intended, interest in having resources transferred out. Who has?
Amy, I think we've heard enough on this one. Okay. I'm sorry. Not, no, you please continue. But the list is closed on this one.
Okay. So did I answer?
You did. Thank you. And I want to thank you because you know, this is the value of public testimony. You caught something that I did not catch, and I'm deeply appreciative. So thank you for that.
You could just hold on to it.
It doesn't. If it changes somebody's opinion, we're about to find out. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
The ordinance is adopted.
Colleagues, we